All right, so this is Jalen Eichelberger, and I'm here to talk to you about GTA 5 fun facts and why it was made. All right. The meaning of Grand Theft Auto is for people who want to do things in the real world that they can't do on the game. It gives them freedom to do whatever they want and not have to get in trouble for the things they do in the game. The game was created by Jones Mike, right? Daily Sound. Yeah, like that. Like Trina, you know what I'm saying? And then the reason GTA was released is because it was time for a new game, because they had just got done making GTA 4, which sold 1.2 million copies. But GTA sold over they sold over a billion copies and they sold 500 million copies and made 1.2 billion off of it. And the company has multiple headquarters, and they have a spot in Atlanta, they have a spot in New York, and they have a spot in LA. And the game was made GTA 5 was released back in September 2013 for the PS3 and Xbox 360, in November 2014 for the PS4 and Xbox One is when it came out. And it's lots of things you can do on GTA. You can do heists, you can make money with your friends, you can go around bodying people with RPGs, you can go around sniping people, running them over with armored vehicles. We can do missionary jobs. We can, there's something called KD, where you can, your kill death ratio, you can get that up by going around, send people on fire with explosive rounds, shoot them in the head, run them over airplanes. And you can do jobs like headhunters. That's a game where you gotta chase around in the dark with Halloween masks and flashlights, and it's called flashers, and you gotta go around killing everybody with a shotgun. And then on Xbox One, you can also do the same, but it's the same because it's good. It's compatible with all the game systems. It's a PS3 because they don't get any updates anymore. They still got the old Bugatti and the Tesseract, and they still have, they don't have any other updates because Rockstar stopped making updates for them. So they don't get it anymore. Their last update was back in 2013. And PS4 just had an update just last month. And they did something for, they do different events for different holidays, like Valentine's Day. They do stuff for Christmas. They made it snow. Have a snowball fight with your friend. You can kill them with snowballs. And for Thanksgiving, you get big hats and you get to steal turkeys and stuff. And you can, what else they got on there? They do things for St. Patrick's Day. That's when you get a free car from Morris Mutual, from Legendary Motorsports. And you get to customize it to your best ability. And you can do, customize your own cars by the Los Santos Custom Shop. You can add turbo, you can do wheels, add bulletproof tire, because people would be trying to pop your tires. They be trying to pop your tires with mini guns. They try to pop your tires with explosive rounds. They'll blow your car up with explosive rounds. Then they're going to try to put gas in your car when you're not looking and set it on fire. And most people will do that. And then they'll try to bust all your windows out because they behave that you got that new ride. You know, so you ride clean. Then you got the noobs on there, you know what I'm saying? The people that be riding around in the gang cars, you know, they be trying to steal people's cars off the road and shit, you know what I'm saying? Like that. And then you got the ones that's medium class that be buying the Shark card, so they don't look broke, you know what I'm saying? And then you got the people, they be finding ways to glitch the game to give some money, you know? And people who does that is kind of smart, because that way you ain't got to pay for no Shark cards. You can be trash and still look like you balling. Then you got the people that's try hard and try hards, but they don't play, coming at you with homing rockets. They coming at you with all the new guns. They coming with you with the best bullets, fire rounds, purple bullets, green, rainbow, fire rounds. Yeah. They got the fire rounds on there. Fire rounds, and they aim for your head, because the headshot do the most damage, you know. And then you got people that be trying to, you know what I'm saying, blow your car up with shoot you from the back, you know what I'm saying. When you be doing jobs and heists and stuff, you got something called the Pacific Standard. That job right there give you $1 million if your friends do the cut thing with you, or the little glitch. Then you got something that just came out with the new DLC. With the what that shit called? It's called the Doomsday Heist. Yes, the Doomsday Heist. And that's what you gotta hack servers. You gotta stop people with submarines. You gotta stop terrorists. You gotta stop the bad guys from taking over the world. You got to stop people from trying to hack the servers on the submarines. And then you have to stop the people that be trying to mess up the heist when they be trying to join, spectate. You got to start all over from where you started. Then you have to make sure you don't die a certain amount of times, because if you die, you have to start the game all the way back over from the last checkpoint. And you have to kill everybody, because if you don't kill everybody, then you got to you're gonna die. Then they got these things in the game with the Juggernaut outfits that it's hard to kill, because you know they got Juggernaut outfits, and like, they got the bulletproof helmet and vest and stuff where they can take a lot of damage. And then you have the ones they be trying to shoot at you and stuff like that. And I think GTA is a really good game. And stuff like that. And then you should